Imagination Studio presents Disney Fairies, Vidya and the Fairy Crown by Laura Driscoll. Read for you by Alyssa Honeycutt.
And Lily's Pesky Plant by Kirsten Larson. Read for you by Ashley Albert.
All About Fairies. If you head toward the second star on your right and fly straight on till morning, you'll come to Neverland, a magical island where mermaids play and children never grow up. When you arrive, you might hear something like the tinkling of little bells. Follow that sound and you'll find Pixie Hollow, the secret heart of Neverland. A great old maple tree grows in Pixie Hollow, and in it live hundreds of fairies and sparrow men. Some of them can do water magic, others can fly like the wind, and still others can speak to animals. You see, Pixie Hollow is the Never Fairies' kingdom, and each fairy who lives there has a special, extraordinary talent. Not far from the home tree, nestled in the branches of a hawthorn, is Mother Dove, the most magical creature of all. She sits on her egg, watching over the fairies, who in turn watch over her. For as long as Mother Dove's egg stays well and whole, no one in Neverland will ever grow old. Once, Mother Dove's egg was broken, but we are not telling the story of the egg here. Now it is time for Vidya's tale. Vidya and the Fairy Crown. Come one, come every Never Fairy and every Sparrow Man to Her Royal Majesty Queen Clarion's Arrival Day Bash. Where? The Home Tree Dining Hall. When? The evening of the next full moon, just after sunset. To make it the merriest, wear your fairy best. Chapter 1. Every fairy and sparrow man in Pixie Hollow had received the same invitation. It was handwritten on linen in blackberry juice. It was going to be the biggest celebration Pixie Hollow had seen in a long time. So, on the day of the party, the home tree was abuzz with activity. The Never Fairies went all out getting ready to celebrate the arrival day of their beloved queen, Clarion, whose nickname was Rhee. In the kitchen on the ground floor of the home tree, the cooking and baking talent fairies were whipping up the 7-course Royal Arrival Day dinner. The menu included dandelion leaves stuffed with rice, pine nuts, and spices, oven-roasted mini pumpkin soup, and pot pies filled with dwarf mushrooms and mouse brie. Dulcie, a baking talent fairy, was churning out batch after batch of her specialty, the most delicious poppy puff rolls in all of Neverland. And for dessert, she made a 10-layer raspberry vanilla cake with buttercream frosting. Meanwhile, the polishing talent fairies were hard at work in the home tree lobby and the dining hall. Every brass plate, every doorknob, mirror, window latch, and marble floor tile was polished until the fairies could see their reflections just about everywhere they looked. The decoration talent fairies and the celebration setup fairies zipped about the dining hall. They moved the tables and chairs. They draped the tables with gold tablecloths and delicate lacy spider webs. They sprinkled flower petal confetti on every table and across the floor. They hung colorful balloons in the arched doorway. The light talent fairies did double duty. Some of them set up the firefly lanterns that would fill the room with thousands of dancing points of light. Others did a practice run of the light show they would perform for the queen at the party. They skillfully flared and dimmed their fairy glows to create a dazzling display. The sewing talent fairies were putting the finishing touches on the queen's dress. It was a full-length masterpiece of the finest silk, decorated with pale pink rose petals, the softest green leaves, and freshwater pearls. Even Tinkerbell, a member of the Pots and Pans talent, was helping out. The cooking talent fairies needed every pot and pan they could get their hands on, so Tinkerbell had risen early that morning. She finished fixing all the broken pots in her workshop on the second floor of the home tree. Then she returned them all, making several trips between her workshop and the kitchen. On her last trip down to the kitchen, Tink met up with her friend Ronnie, a water talent fairy. Ronnie had been working in the kitchen all morning long. She was using her talent to help out with lots of little tasks, like getting the water to boil faster on the stove. "Ronnie," Tink called, "do you have time for a break?" Ronnie looked around the kitchen. Things seemed to be running smoothly. She didn't think she'd be missed if she stepped out for a few minutes.
"Yes," Ronnie replied. "I do have time. Let's go out back and whistle for Brother Dove. Maybe he can fly us down to the beach."
Ronnie did not have wings, you see. She was the only Never Fairy who didn't. She had given them up to save Mother Dove's egg and Pixie Hollow itself. Ever since then, Brother Dove had been her wings. Whenever she wanted or needed to fly somewhere, Ronnie just whistled for him and Brother Dove came to her. Tinkerbell and Ronnie left the kitchen through the back door. They stepped out into the late morning sunshine. It was a glorious, clear day. Tink took a deep breath of fresh air.
"It's going to be a beautiful evening," said Ronnie, finishing the thought.
She had a habit of finishing others' sentences.
"The perfect night for a party."
Just then, there was a rustling in the brush overhead. Both Tink and Ronnie jumped.
"Is it a hawk?" Ronnie cried in alarm.
Hungry hawks were the greatest threats to the Never Fairy's safety. Instinctively, Tink flew in front of Ronnie, shielding her. She strained her eyes and gazed up into the brush. She wanted to get a better look. Then, as she made out the shape of a fairy among the leaves, Tinkerbell relaxed. She put her hands on her hips.
"That's no hawk," Tink said with a laugh. "It's Vidia."
A dark-haired fairy zipped down from above. She landed next to Tink and Ronnie.
"Hello, darlings," Vidia said.
She flashed them a sly smile. Vidia threw around words like darling, dear, and sweetheart. But the way she said them made her fellow fairies wonder if she meant the opposite.
"Why aren't you two inside getting ready for the big party, just like all the other good fairies,
Vidia asked them.
"We were," Tinkerbell replied shortly. "We're taking a break," said Ronnie. "What's your excuse?" Tinkerbell asked Vidia.
Tinkerbell knew all too well that Vidia wouldn't be caught dead helping out that day. Vidia's relationship with Queen Rhee was complicated. In fact, Vidia's relationship with everyone in Pixie Hollow was complicated. She was the fastest of the fast-flying talent fairies. But one day, Vidia had decided that being the fastest was not fast enough. Greedy for even more speed, she had done something cruel. She had plucked 10 feathers from Mother Dove. Then she had ground those feathers into extra powerful fairy dust that gave her extra flying speed. After that, Queen Rhee decided that Vidia couldn't be trusted around Mother Dove. She banned Vidia from Mother Dove's company. Over time, Vidia had become more and more distant with the other fairies. She was the only fairy in Pixie Hollow who didn't live in the home tree. Instead, Vidia lived on her own in a sour plum tree. Truthfully, most of the fairies in Sparrowmen thought that a little distance between them and Vidia was not a bad thing.
"Are you even coming to the party tonight?" Tinkerbell asked Vidia.
Vidia smiled.
"To the Queen's party?"
she laughed mockingly.
"Of course not, dear. Why, that's what I'd call a waste of a perfectly good evening."
Vidia paused and seemed to consider a new thought.
"Oh, unless you need someone to fly in and snatch that gaudy crown off high and mighty Queen Rhee's head," she said. "Now that sounds like fun. In fact, that's quite a tempting idea, party or no party."
Vidia shrugged.
"Ah, well, you two dears have fun tonight."
With that, Vidia took to the air. In a flash, she was gone. Tinkerbell and Ronnie looked at each other and shook their heads. That evening, as the sun inched its way toward the horizon,
The activity in the Fairy Queen's chambers inside the home tree kicked